This is Union Redskins football, presented by TTCU Federal Credit Union, Route 66 Chevrolet, and Route 66 Nissan on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Namath back to pass, Joe looking, throwing, and it's completed on the...
Michael Jordan will ever take in the NBA.
Terrific play in there. Just swarmed Broken Arrow's quarterback, and it's Union's football.
Showtime. A dominant force in Oklahoma high school football. Union is on a mission for yet another championship this season. Hear every moment live on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and always on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. Now, the voice of Union Redskins football, KRMG's Rick Corey.
Good evening from Broken Arrow Memorial Stadium. We are at the quarterfinals, and we're already underway here. And Broken Arrow looks like they're about to score a touchdown. Taking the ball straight up the middle is Banks. He's to the five and into the end zone. Touchdown. Broken Arrow throws for 33 yards on their very first play. That went from Jake Rains, their quarterback, to Isaiah Keller. And it was really good coverage by Chauncey, but he just lost him, Chauncey Sanders. And then they hand the ball in the second play to Sanchez Banks, and he finishes it off going 37 yards for a score. And it's already 6-0 Broken Arrow. I'm Rick Corey, along with Tom Stockton. And on the field is Doc Levins, who probably has barely gotten settled before Broken Arrow goes up 6-0. But bring on their kicker now, Tyler Crawford. Crawford's a left footer. He's set and waiting. There's the snap. The kick is up, and it's already good. So we've used all of 39 seconds in this game, and it's 7-0 Broken Arrow already. We'll take our first break and come back with Union on the offense. This is Union Football from KRMG.
Introducing the Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited 5% back on everything you buy at Walmart online. It's the perfect card for all your family's hints this holiday season. Like 5% back on the air fryer Grandpa told you about when he fell asleep in his chair.
Didn't fry anything.
Or 5% back on the laptop your sister had carolers sing to you. The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One NA.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School Football, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Back at Broken Arrow Memorial Stadium, where it's already 7-0 Tigers just 39 seconds into this game. A two-play, 80-yard drive, with the key being a 43-yard butt run by Banks. The kick is into the end zone and good, and we are at 7-0. Now we're set for Tyler Crawford to kick this football off. Union has two players standing back around their 10-yard line. One of those is A.J. Green. Kyler Pearson is the other. There's the approach, and this kick's going to be deep and into the end zone, and it won't matter. So Union will come out on offense from their own 25-yard line. And, all right, Tom, I guess we're underway.
Yeah, and one of the things we worried about the first time, they had guys wide open. Well, this one wasn't wide open. It was almost a short throw, and he came back and fought his way to catch it. Then the next play, just right up the middle. The guy, nobody even hardly touched him.
Now, Chauncey Andrews actually had very good coverage on that first play. He just did not make the play on the ball. He allowed the receiver to go ahead and make the play inside. So Union will have it first and 10, trailing now 7-0. This is quarterfinal play here in Broken Arrow. Rovon Branks brings him up. A.J. Green set to his right. Tight end to the right. There's one receiver right, two to the left. They fake handoff, and Banks is going to keep it around the 25. He's at the 30, 35. Rovon breaks free, 40, 45, and it's an offensive show. Banks goes out of bounds around the 46-yard line. That'll be a run of at least 26 yards, maybe a little further than that, and it'll be first and 10 Redskins.
And that's certainly something they didn't see the first time we played him, with the way Banks is running the football, because he wasn't in there most of the time.
He was finally pushed out of bounds on that side by Corey Williams. They're going to mark the ball right at the 46, so it will be a 21-yard run. Just underway here, first period, 11-11 to go in that first period. 7-0 Tigers, but already Union. And now we also have a penalty at the end of that. Was that a a late hit. So you're going to add a personal foul, and that'll move the ball all the way to Broken Arrow's 39-yard line. So these two offenses are chewing up the defenses as of right now. Here comes Union, first and 10. They'll send one receiver to the right. That's Lipsy. Two comes to the left. One of those is McDaniel. The other is Pearson. Now going into the I formation is Green. There's the handoff to A.J. on the right side. He's going to have to hurry to make something work, and he pushes forward to the 35-yard line. He really should have gone down in the backfield, but made a nice move on the inside. Was able to push his way forward for, we're going to call it, about 4 yards. They're still unpiling there. It looks like two players may be tangled together. When they get up off the bottom of that, though, it was Bryce Machota who made that play, so we'll call it second down and 6. The ball will be right at the 35 of Broken Arrow. Offenses came to play early. McDaniel comes wide left. Two receivers go right. Pearson, the inside slot. Short tight end, and now motion by Pearson from right to left. Banks in the shotgun. Robon takes it. He's going to run to his left, and he's going to be taken down after a gain of just a couple. He didn't get an awful lot. It looked like he had a lot of blockers out in front of him, but they just got all gummed up. It was Marchiselli who made that final play. We'll call it a gain of 2, and it's going to be 3rd down now and 4. Union will be at the 33-yard line of Broken Arrow. They need the 29.
And I really believe, obviously, this is going to be 2-down territory, so we might look for a regular run or some type of short pass, but the playbook is wide open.
9:58 to go, first period, 7-0 Broken Arrow. Union with their first possession. Two receivers go right, stacked there. Pearson is the man in the backfield. Going from right to left is Union. Banks in the shotgun. Rovon is going to hand it off to A.J. Green, and he bounces off a player and pushes forward, but he didn't get much. A.J. again should have gone down in the backfield. That defense for Broken Arrow, very aggressive. But A.J. was able to pull away. He got a little ways before Jalen Moss brought him down. We're going to call that a gain of nothing. And it's going to be 4th down and about 4. And it looks like Coach Stockton is right. The Redskins look like they'll go for it. Rovon Banks runs all the way to the far sideline. That's where Union is set up. Union in their black pants with the red and white stripes, the white jerseys with black numbers, and the silver helmets with the split U. 9:09 to go in this first period. Now 4th down and about 4 for Union. At the 33, they need the 29 for the first. Three receivers right side, Green to the right of Banks. Banks has the snap, rolling to his right. Rovon is going to take off and run. He'll have the first down at the 25, at the 20, and he fumbles the football, but it went right up into the air, and a Union player brought it down. Rovon got smoked at the 19-yard line. The ball flipped out of his hands. And it was Desmond McDaniel who caught it as though it was a forward pass. So Banks gets the first down. Lucky for Union. And it'll be 1st and 10 Redskins now at the 18-yard line of the Tigers.
And you're right. That was lucky because that was a good run. And now we're down inside the 20. And it could have very easily just gone their way.
Three receivers now come left side. Belt is one of those. You also see Pearson out here and McDaniel. Again, shotgun for Banks. He's going to run to his right by himself. He's going to be to the 15, no more than that. Had a lead block out there from A.J. Green, but he wasn't able to get everybody out of the way. And the final tackle made in there once again by Corey Williams. So it'll be 2nd down now, and we'll call it 7. They'll put the ball at the 15-yard line, and Union needs the 8. 7-0 Broken Arrow, 8 minutes to go here in this first period. Steady dose of Rovon Banks so far for Broken Arrow. From the 15 of Broken Arrow, Banks once again in the shotgun. He's going to hand off to A.J. Green. A.J. bounces outside, being pursued, cuts inside at the 10. A.J. to the 8-yard line. A.J. Green, again, just makes a move on a guy in the backfield, made him miss. It gets all the way down to the 8. Final tackle in there by Marion Horn, but that's good for a 1st down, and it's now 1st and goal. Redskins at the Broken Arrow 8. 7-0 Tigers, but Union's threatening.
And that was as much A.J.'s speed. After he made that first guy miss, that was as much his speed as anything, because he just outran every defender to get around that corner.
Yeah, the Broken Arrow defense already a bit of hands on hip. So 1st and goal now for Union. Tight end right side, 2 receivers right, 1 left. Banks is going to fake, and he runs straight up the middle. Rovon at the 5, diving into the end zone. Touchdown, Union. Rovon Banks faked it to A.J. Green. He goes wide right. Half of Broken Arrow went with him, and then Rovon Banks picked his hole. And Juan's eight yards, pardon me, for the touchdown. It's 7-6.
And that was huge. That drive was huge.
If you don't answer a quick score like that, yeah, it could be a long night.
Yeah. especially with the last game, we played four quarters and didn't score a touchdown, and now we've got one halfway through the first quarter.
Stephon Forbes on for the extra point, an important point here as well to tie this game. Pearson will hold. The Smith snaps. There it is. The hold is down. The kick is up. It's low, but he drove it through there. 7:21 to play in this first period. We're all even again. Union 7, Broken Arrow 7. The Tigers will get the ball next on KRMG.
Hear Money Talk on KRMG Sundays at 10 a.m. with Dan Witham. Money Talk Financial Program answers all your financial questions and covers long-term health and savings plans. Money Talk with Dan Witham. Every Sunday at 10 a.m. on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.
The overtime sales event starts now at South Point Chevrolet. For a limited time only, take 15% off the MSRP on a brand new 2019 Silverado and get 0% APR for 72 months. Or take 20% off the MSRP on all in-stock 2020 Equinox. Or get 0% APR for 72 months. The clock is ticking. Shop the exclusive home of the South Point Best Price Guarantee. Find new roads. SouthPointChevrolet.com. See dealer for details.
Tune into the KRMG Home Pro Show Saturdays at 2. You'll learn everything about building a custom home from start to finish and tips on home improvements. Saturdays at 2 with the KRMG Home Pros, brought to you by Moody Custom Homes, Ideal Electric, and Oz Safe Rooms.
I'm proud of the house we built.
This is the home of Union High School football. 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Oh, terrific response by the Union Redskins, driving 80 yards in 4 minutes. It took them 8 plays to do it. They get the touchdown from Robon Banks of 8 yards. The extra point is good, and we are tied at 7. The kickoff coming from Forbes is going to be low, and it's going to be returned by Broken Arrow's Torrey Dillard. He's in the 20, got room, 25. Dillard breaks free, 30. He's going to break one more tackle to go, and he didn't. Boy, a tremendous final tackle, and then Union is going to get flagged because the guy who made the tackle then decided to be a knucklehead and jump up and get in his face. Didn't see who it was, but it's going to be a flag against Union. Probably going to be a personal foul after that play at the 39-yard line, so that should extend where that ball landed. And, Tom, you just have to keep your temper.
Yeah, absolutely. That's just, there's no excuse for that. None.
And I do understand it's a very emotional game. I get it. But you've got to understand that when you do that, you take that emotional game and you give your opponent an opportunity to make something out of it. Oh, they're going to actually, it was not against Union. So I will apologize. They're going to march that ball backwards. That'll be a hold against Broken Arrow. So despite the fact the flag came out exactly where the little fisticuffs happened on the sidelines, it's against Broken Arrow. So they'll take it over at their own 24-yard line, first and 10, 7:17 to go first period, 7-all. Jake Raines, the quarterback. He's going to turn and hand once again to the same guy who scored just moments ago. That's Banks, their Banks, and he's going to push forward across the 30, 35, 37-yard line. Sanchez Banks just dragging Redskins with him for 13 more yards. He comes in with 935 yards. He didn't start until a few games into the season and averaging 6.6 a carry. And right there, he carried about half the Union defense. It'll be first and 10 now, Broken Arrow at their own 38.
Well, the strength of Broken Arrow is their run game.
No question about that. Their quarterback Raines brings them up. They're in an I formation. Banks the back guy. Now motion from left to right. Now two receivers here to the right. They're going to hand once again, and he's got a lot of room. Banks goes across the 40, 45, drags one with him. Finally brought down at the 47-yard line, but it took effort to get him down. There's no question. Final tackle in there was made by Desmond McDaniels. But that's a good gain of 9. It'll be 2nd and 1 for Broken Arrow. And, Tom, is anybody going to play defense tonight?
I don't know. And one of the things Coach Frederick talked about when I visited with him was this offensive line just blocks and blocks and blocks and keeps blocking until the play's over.
Yeah, well, their head coach was a pretty good blocker himself. 2nd and 1 for Broken Arrow. Once again, Raines is under center. High formation behind him. He'll turn. He'll hand to Banks once again. Banks being pursued as he runs to his right, but he makes one guy miss and gets forward for the first down to the 49-yard line. Again, he probably should have gone down in the backfield, but did not. Is able to make enough out of that to get himself a first down. Mason Gibbons on the tackle, and it'll be 1st and 10 Broken Arrow at their own 49. 5:55 to go here in this first period. 7-7 Broken Arrow Union. Quickly out of the huddle. One receiver goes left side, one to the right. This time the shotgun set. Jake Raines, the quarterback. Next to him is Banks. He's going to hand to Banks left side. He's going to run into his blocker and be taken down behind the line of scrimmage. There's a flag now coming down late, way back in the backfield, but Banks is going to lose about a yard and a half. About half the defense was there. One of the guys there, once again, Mason Givens. Jake Rogers was there, as you can imagine. Junior Smith as well. We need to get the call on what that penalty was. Where it was thrown is normally a hold.
Yeah.
And that is what it's going to be, a hold against Broken Arrow. Now the question, if you're Coach Kirk Frederick, is do you take that and back him up, or do you go with second and 12? Ball would be around the 47, but they're going to go ahead and back him up. So that will take it back, and it will be placed now at the 37-yard line. We'll have first down and a little more than 20 for Broken Arrow. Your officiating crew, that is Ronnie Robertson, the referee. The umpire is Eddie Morris. The head linesman, Joel Hale. Matt Hart is the line judge, and the back judge who threw that flag is Mark Dowler. So it'll be first and just over 20 for Broken Arrow, now at their own 37-yard line. Reigns again in the shotgun. He's going to turn and hand to Banks. Banks off the right side. Got room again across the 40. He's going to get to the 45-yard line. Initial blocking by that Broken Arrow offensive line's tremendous. That is blowing Union out of the way. Jake Rogers in there on that stop, but he got back about 6, and it'll be second down and about 15.
Brings up second down.
Well, they run it, you know, and looking at their stats, they run it about 78% of the time, so they've had success.
Yeah, and Banks has had a lot of success.
Yeah.
Ball now at the 44-yard line of Broken Arrow, second and 15. They need the Union 41 for the first down. Reigns fakes to Banks, drops back to throw, fires deep over the middle, and that ball is intercepted. Intercepted by the Redskins. A tremendous play by Union's Caleb Kalo. He was trying to go to Dillard, and he threw it just slightly behind him, and Caleb had tremendous coverage to begin with, jumped up and made the interception. So Union will take the football. And Tom, that's what you need, a little bit of a catalyst.
Oh, absolutely. Because the last time we played them, we were stopping the run a little bit better than we're stopping it right now. And then they'd go the play action, and they'd have somebody wide open. And that time, there were two defenders right there.
Caleb Kalo makes the play. And so with about 4:43 to go in this first period, tied at 7 apiece, Union will have a chance to see if they can take a lead. Once again, Robon Banks brings out the troops. A.J. Green set to his left. Two receivers left side, one to the right. Banks. He's going to hand to A.J. on the right side. He's going to have to hurry to get down behind the scrimmage. He breaks free at the 40. Breaks back again. 50. A.J. on the run. 40. 45. Oh, he's gone. 25. 15. 10. 5. Touchdown. A.J. Green, 69 yards. And it looked like when he first touched the football, Tom, that he was going to have to hurry to just not lose yards.
Yeah.
He cut back inside one block, and then A.J. just found a gap. And once he finds a gap, forget it. You won't catch it.
Well, they had some guys with an angle on him at about the 40, and I thought they might. And then I know they can't.
No.
He just pulled away and pulled away.
And he pulled away quickly at the end. Remember, he's a 10-500
yes.
guy. Stephon Forbes on for the extra point. And, boy, what an offensive show we've had here tonight between these two. Teams are ready. Pearson has the ball down. There's the kick. This time up much higher, and it's good. 4:27 to play, first period. The Redskins have their first lead. Union 14, Broken Arrow's Tigers 7 in the quarterfinals, 6A1 playoffs. This is Union football at KRMG.
I'm Frank Mir, former UFC heavyweight champion. My career in the UFC was tough on my body. I was considering stem cell therapy, but now, thanks to water-soluble CBD from CBD American Shaman, my life is so much better. CBD American Shaman has a water-soluble product made with nanotechnology. The nanotech allows CBD oil to mix directly into the water in a cloud when other CBD oil would just float on the top of the water. American Shaman doesn't make claims. Their customers do. CBD American Shaman, a CBD like no other.
Catch every moment of Union High School football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Well, an offensive show it is thus far. A one-play 69-yard drive for the Union Redskins. Took all of 16 seconds for A.J. Green to cover that. Comes off after an interception from Caleb Kalo, the extra point being good. We're now 14-7 Redskins here in the first period of the 6A1 high school football playoff game. Rick Corey, Tom Stockton, Doc Blevins on the field. As the Tigers went two plays to score on their first drive, Union answers, and then a Tiger turnover leads to a Union score. Forbes will kick this ball off, and this one will go into the end zone, and Broken Arrow won't have any choice. They'll start at their own 25-yard line. So, Tom, right now what you're seeing really good offense from both football teams. Now, if you're a defense, though, how do you catch up?
Well, I think they did a good job last time. I think we obviously have to, they have to stop the run first. No doubt about it. But their defensive backs defensive backs from Union have got to stay back and play the pass, play the pass, play the pass.
Broken Arrow at their own 20. It'll be first and 10 there. They send one receiver to each side, tight end, and an I formation. Reigns turns, and he hands once again to Banks, and he goes crushing up the middle, and he gets to the 24 before he's hit. But again, Banks just shoves his way across the 25 to the 26. He is a tremendously strong runner. Jake Rogers on the bottom of that pile for the tackle, but that is six more yards for Sanchez Banks, and it'll be second and four.
And that offensive line is huge.
And talented.
Yes, very.
From their own 26-yard line, trailing 14-7, Broken Arrow now, second and four. Reigns brings him up again. Tight end left side. Reigns is going to turn. He falls down as he hands to Banks, and Banks has hit in the backfield. And they're going to call him down. They're going to actually say that Sanchez was down when he tossed the ball backwards. So that'll mark it back as a loss to about the 23-yard line. And it'll be third down and more like seven for Broken Arrow with 3:42 to go in this first period.
And they've had success running it, but the defensive backs have got to be alert for the play action.
Three receivers, two right side, one left side. Now tight end goes left side. Once again in the shotgun is Reigns. Banks to his right on third and seven. Back is Reigns throwing left side. That ball is caught. That's an easy completion out there to Isaiah Keller. They're giving him a lot of room because he's awfully fast, and you can kind of understand why. But now I see a conversation being had over there on the Union sideline. That conversation happening with, looks like Arthur Cantlin, who was playing some defensive back on that play, and it's first down. Now Broken Arrow thrown 34-yard line, first and 10. Again, three receivers, two right side. Tight end comes there as well. Reigns in the shotgun. Banks to his right. Reigns is going to turn, hand to Banks, and he is taken down right at the line of scrimmage. And that's a tremendous play by Caleb Kalo from the outside. Caleb Kalo on the outside blitz, which he's done several times this year. Normally, he gets a guy in the backfield. This dude's a little different guy. He got a yard out of it, and it'll be second down and nine. And occasionally, Tom, you're going to have to do this. Sell out on a run blitz.
You're going to have to take some chances, no doubt about it.
2:34 to play, first period, 14-7 Union. At their own 35-yard line, Broken Arrow was second and nine. Reigns has a snap, turns, hands to Banks again, has room up to the 40-yard line. Jacob Rogers once again in on that tackle, but you'll notice we're not calling a lot of the defensive line. Josh Frederick in there helping out as well. That's a gain of about five. We're going to call it third down and four. And the Broken Arrow offensive line is doing a tremendous job of handling the Union defensive line right now.
I think that's probably something most games the announcers are having to say, because that is one heck of a good offensive line.
Third down and four now for Broken Arrow. Trailing Union 14-7 with under 2 minutes to go, first period. Reigns in the shotgun. Once again, Banks to his right. Reigns claps his hands. Now waits. Claps again. There's a flag, and there's going to be motion against Broken Arrow. Just before the snap, and you know, nowadays, Tom, with that clap, what most people do, they clap once just to say listen or be ready if you're going to change the play. The second clap usually is the snap, or the second double clap, whatever the case may be. In this case, there was quite a bit of a pause between that first and second clap, and I think somebody flinched. So that'll move the ball back to the 35 of Broken Arrow, and they'll now have third and nine. They need to get all the way to their 44-yard line. Reigns in the shotgun, four receivers. To his left, once again, is Bank. Reigns ready, claps the hands. Now he's back to throw. Here comes some pressure. Reigns is going to have to run. He's got some room. Reigns is going to go across the 35 to the 40, and he will not, well, I don't know. He might have gotten the first down. Reigns might have gotten all the way to the 44-yard line. He got ran out. Two guys there. Ford was there, and Rogers was there as well. They're going to say he got it. He got all the way to the 45. So Jacob Reigns, who hasn't run it a lot this year, that time gets all the way to the 45. It's a gain of 10 and first down for Broken Arrow.
And yet they're marking it at the 44.
Well, that's where they need as well.
It was close.
Yeah, they initially stepped at the 45. Yeah. So first and 10, Broken Arrow. It's over a minute to play in this first period. Tigers down 7-0. Reigns is going to hand once again, and here it goes. Once again, that guy, Sanchez Banks, he goes forward across the 45 to the 48 to the 49-yard line. Once again, Ford, one of the guys in on that tackle. That's going to be a good gain of six. It'll be second down and four, ball exactly at midfield.
Again, it's that offensive line.
They're creating some holes. Union might have to run some stunts, blitzes, whatever it takes to get inside those holes, but as soon as you do, the play action can kill you.
Yes.
At midfield, second and four, Broken Arrow. Running out of time in this first period. Tigers trailing 14-7. Reigns in the shotgun. He's going to hand off again to Banks, and he's taken down behind the line of scrimmage. And there's one of those blitzes, if you will. And Union changed things up a little bit, brought in offensive lineman Jake Henry, and he shot through a gap and slapped him down. That's a loss of about two. They'll mark it now at the 47 of Broken Arrow, and it'll be third down and seven.
If Union's going to just play one-on-one versus their offensive line, it's not going to work. We got to have some people. Union's got to have some people come in from the gaps and from the outside.
But they're not going to run another play, and they don't have to. So that's late in the first period. A very fast-moving first period, all offense for the most part. Redskins of Union lead Broken Arrow 14-7. Back with the second period and a big third down next on KRMG.
Hi, I'm Mike Anderson with Tulsa Gold and Silver. We started out in the 70s with just two employees and a small shop. Now we have thousands of satisfied customers all over the four-state region. Our staff has over 130 years of experience, and you can still find us right on 41st Street just west of Sheridan. We have plenty of parking right in front, and we can help you bring in your items if you need us to. We buy gold and silver jewelry, sterling flatware, diamonds, and of course coins, currency, and gold and silver bullion. When you think of gold and silver, think Tulsa Gold and Silver. We have an A-plus rating with the BBB. We'll look at your items right in front of you, and we have two private rooms for added security. Remember, when it comes to your valuables, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. And since we buy it all, you don't have to drive around town. For bigger collections, we'll even make house calls. I hope to see you soon at Tulsa Gold and Silver on 41st Street, just west of Sheridan.